Welcome to My Take on It with your Angelic Karma. If you are interested in sharing your story in a future broadcast, send an email to yourangelicstories@gmail.com. Here she is, folks, your host, the one, the only, the also beautiful, your Angelic Karma.
I received my massage, so I'm feeling quite great. I'm feeling quite relaxed. It's early. It's 11:50 a.m. where I am. So I'm feeling great. I'm feeling relaxed. I started my morning early with my pampering session. Those of you most definitely make sure that you're, I'm pretty sure many of you are doing your pampering session on Sunday. The guys, the fellas probably relaxing after a night out or just relaxing off work, you know, fishing, whatever men do on their time off. Like, that is comforting for them. Now, and also those things that, also men like massages and things like that. Pedicures, manicures, men like that also. I've never been with a man that got pedicures or manicures, but I'm pretty sure that there are a lot of men that get that done. Most definitely liking full body massages. I'm a massage. This is not what I'm going to talk about. Okay. I talk a lot. I am a massage person. I like getting massages, full body massages. For me, and this is not what I'm going to talk about. Okay. For me, a sexual interaction with the romantic partner, it always, for me, starts well by receiving a full body massage. I love it. Nobody will strip naked in front of their man quicker than I will. I have no body image issues. I'm like, it's massage time means that it's about to be, let's get it on time afterwards. But I like receiving massages. I love it. Now, So for some of you that are listening, guys, you know, if you're wanting to get your woman in the mood, offer to give her a massage like that. And a very thorough, sensual massage. I love it. Starting with laying on my stomach first, of course. I love massages. And that's going to get anybody that has a pulse in the mood like that, especially with the, if they're with the man that they are in love with, attracted to. And now, so I'm not going to talk about that. I don't even know where that came from. Well, it came because that's what I just got finished doing. Excluding the sex, because this was like a massage therapist like that. So, excluding the sex, you know. And so, it's where, so I'm feeling relaxed. And massages are great for the circulation. Also, they also, we already know that they have their relaxing health benefits. Circulation, getting you relaxed, ending your week, starting your week, just relaxing you, most definitely making you feel, you know, putting you, it puts you directly inside of your body. A good massage does. Now, I'm going to talk about polyandry. Now, I briefly spoke about it this morning in the podcast titled To the Men. And I brought it up in a podcast in the past that I would not object to that. And that is, polyandry is when a woman has two husbands. And with the day and age that we're in, people are accustomed to hearing a man with two wives like that, or a man with multiple wives. That's normal. And they also are accustomed to defined roles like that. They are accustomed. That's why when they hear, that's why the first thing that will be popping to people's head that are accustomed to defined roles, they'll be like, well, why would a woman want to have two men? Well, women, two husbands. Well, one with two husbands, she would be busy like that. And that would be coming from women's state in those types. Like, okay, not really. I've had a husband and I don't feel I would be any, I wasn't really busy with him. And I don't feel that I would be any busy with two. The only business I was is that when I was raising my children and I was married, I was busy going to school and I was busy working and I was busy raising children. He just was an extra husband. A husband. extra adult was in the house. I wasn't having to do anything like, I wasn't raising him. So busy doing what exactly? I want to know what exactly are women doing for men that they will feel that they will be extra busy doing for two husbands. And polyandry most definitely isn't for all women. So when they're like, well, she would be busy. Busy doing what? What are y'all doing for your husbands? My moon is in Capricorn, which is the patriarch, is the masculine energy. Even though Capricorn is a feminine earth sign. But okay, so busy doing what exactly? I would feel that it would make life easier. It would be double the attention. It would be that I would be receiving. Like that. I've been married twice. The one I was fairly young. Those were my children's father. And I was very young. Both men that I've been married to, they were like, they had these qualities. They were both different ethnicities, different races. And they had similar qualities as it relates to how they treated me. They both knew how to cook. They were both very attentive. They were masculine. And when people hear masculine, they give it a definition that is barbarian and it's not masculine. So I don't know what people are thinking. Okay. So, and they were both into my looks and my appearance. Like they would buy me clothes. They would like to see me dressed and up in clothes. They were very, very masculine. They both took care of their appearance also, but in a masculine way, not where they would be overly taking care of their hair or putting on lipstick or chat, not like that, but they were men and they liked their appearance and they were also like mine. Like they would go out even when they weren't with me and buy me clothes and stuff like that. Things like that they knew I would like. So I don't feel that I was really having to do much for them. I don't feel that I would have with having to do much for them. The busyness in my life when I was married came from with the first husband that I stated, my children were young. I was going to school, going to work, and raising them. Their father made it easier because he was like that type of father that was, he knew that they were his children and that I was going to school and I was working. He was had his job also. So it was like he took on the role of a father. Even though we had our other issues, he was their father like that in the masculine role, in the masculine, in the home life. But I wasn't really having to, like, wash his clothes or things like that. I never really had to do that. He did that for himself. He took care of his own, like, stuff like that. That's the way that he was. Now, the second husband that I had, I was always able to attend to my work, attend to what I want to do, attend to the children, and like, and I really wasn't having to do much of him either. They knew how to cook. They would cook for me and for everybody. I was more traditional in my first marriage. I would cook for my children like that. So it was, I'm less traditional now. So I don't feel like the men bought any more businesses. I think that the men that I were in relationships with, they kind of took the weight off. They kind of, because I think they didn't have those types of expectations, even though the first one was most definitely from the South. Now, so I don't understand why busyness would come up when you're talking about two husbands. I guess it depends on the woman that would be choosing a husband and what her style is and what she likes in men. Like that. It would determine what she, like, be busy doing what? Busy doing what exactly? Well, it could be busy because you have to give both of them the attention that I would be giving them. I already stated that I would be, when we go out to eat, because we'd be going out to have dinners, both of them would come. So I guess I would be busy then, but hell, busy, I would just be sitting there eating. So busy doing what? out to dinner, eating, why would I be busy? I feel that I would be relaxed in the company of the two men that I have chosen as my partners. If we went out shopping, I'm naming things that I would do with one husband. We're going out to dinner, did with both husbands, going out shopping with both husbands. Okay, now there's two on the scene. So they would be sitting in the dressing room like the one husband would be watching me try on clothing. And the two husbands that I had, they would be on the aisles choosing clothing that they like, would see like to see me in, and that they thought was my style and was a little bit of their style, bringing something else to the table. Okay, so two husbands would be sitting in the dressing room and doing the same thing in the department store. So I would be busy doing what? Having four eyes on me until the two? Now, if we're talking about love making, I already told you what this setup, what that would be. One on the breast and on my lips, kissing me. And the other one, like, I already told you where he would be. So what would I be busy doing? I think I would be in the damn glory. And they would both be financially wealthy. So I think two husbands would be a win-win situation. Now, why would I need two? Because I have a lot of love to give. Like that. Now, so is polyandry. So this person, I did my own research, and is the question was, what do women think about polyandry? And somebody answered, and they were like, ah, polyandry, whenever I hear this word, all I could think of is how on earth do they manage? I mean, the relationship women, this is what this person writes. I mean, the relationship women have with men is totally different from what men have with women, as we all know. As the age-old saying goes, men fall in love with their eyes and women fall in love with their ears. Not this woman. Now, I have my moon in Capricorn. I fall in love with the practicality of what is being manifested before my very eyes. I'm visual and I want it practical, real life. I don't go by what somebody's telling me. I don't even want to hear it. And I'm visual. So this is the old saying, which was surprising to me. Men fall in love with their eyes and women fall in love with their ears. Well, not this woman. I fall in love with my eyes because I'm just a nice, well-bodied man with a mature face and that has taken care of his body. I just love that. Wealthy and successful, very confident. Like that, it's like, it weakens me. So I fall in love with my eyes also. And then I want the practical manifestation based on the characteristics that he would also have to be manifested. So all women are not the same. I feel that I may be in a different paradigm. Now, this person states, men fall in love with their eyes and women fall in love with their ears, which is why women wear makeup and men tell lies. I don't wear makeup. Not foundation. I'll jazz up my eyes for a good candlelight dinner or just to walk in the house because I get dressed every day. Now, so, and I put a little eyeliner, mascara, and a little lip gloss or chapstick, and that's about it. That may be why women are so busy with one husband, because they're doing a lot of stuff that is unnecessary. Like that. Or they're choosing high maintenance men. They're like high maintenance. And they don't take care of the men, don't take care of that maintenance of being high on by themselves. I'm low maintenance. If I can't do my face in 5 minutes, it's too damn much that needs to be done to it. And hell, I feel like I just need another damn face. So I'm not going to be putting that much into anything else that is about the glitzy glam look of a relationship. I'm more in the meat of it, the practicality of it, a different type of emotional fulfillment that I'm getting from it. Like that. An enjoyment of it. A sensuality of it. As opposed to down work in it. And I know relationships take work. Hell, I was in a 20-year marriage. So I know they take work, but a different type of work. And this person also states, so women basically get into relationships based on what they hear from a possible partner. A few words of endearment, a generous dose of appreciation, a dollop of pampering, and boom, she's in love. With what? If it has not manifested, if I can't touch it, taste it, smell it, pick it up, deposit it into the bank, live in it, feel it, in me, on me, I don't want it. So in love with what? And I can tell myself I look good like that. Now, and I've never had a man that complained about how I looked. I know men are visual. I know men fall in love with their eyes. They do. Because even with dating and my past relationships, the men would compliment more on the appearance. On my husband's would. Even after the marriages. And even now that I'm dating, that's what the men, they compliment on that. That's what they men do. Is they I feel that men are wanting women that look a certain way that is attractive to them. I feel like that's what they're seeking. That's what they're looking for. That's what they're wanting. And it's, that's why it's so easy to have conversations with them. Because they'll talk about their work and then they'll focus it on my appearance. They'll say that I look young for my age. I'm 48. Okay. Now, and I would be interested in a multitude of qualities that I'm looking for in a man. So I would be having like more questions, or as he's speaking, I'll try with my answers to direct it towards the what I'm trying to pick on or as it relates to them. I'm wanting them to know what I am wanting in a romantic relationship, like having to induce that polyandry conversation up front. And they will be more focused on the appearance. I think that it's easy to get what you want from men because they could be one-dimensionally focused on the appearance when I, as a woman, I'm not going to say other women, I, as a woman, I'm focused on a multitude of qualities that will, after I get in a committed relationship or the marriage, I'm feeling that all of my senses are going to be responding and awaken and that bringing me emotional fulfillment. My moon is in Capricorn, so my emotional fulfillment comes from the up, close, real, practical interaction with my environment. It doesn't come from what you're saying and all that. That's just like going out in one ear, coming out the other. Okay, now I need to see it, feel it, in me or around me, touch it, deposit it, live within it, and be enjoyment within it, of enjoying it. Like, it has to be a it, not a hearing. It has to be a it, an it that gets the emotions to moving like that. So I don't know if this person knows what they're talking about, but they could know more about women than I do. He says that, and then boom, she's in love. The man becomes the center of her universe. Never. I've never had a man that I was married to where he was the center of my universe. Maybe because I was so damn busy doing, like, with school, with work, raising the children, and being a wife, but a different type of wife. I was, like, the good-looking damn wife, like that. For them. I grew out of my relationships. I grew out of marriage. I ended both of them. And I like the first one here. I grew up. And then that one didn't want the marriage to end. He was the father of my children. And then the second one, I grew out of that relationship. I like grow. And my Scorpio sister, she said that about that. I grow out of relationships that I do. That sometimes the man can stop growing, she said. She was saying something like that, but then sometimes the woman or that she sees with me that I grow out of that. I start wanting something different. But after long periods of time of commitment like that. So, and I don't get bored with the relationships. I'm not a person that easily gets bored, but I'm a person after some years, I do see that I'm different or I've changed. And my needs have changed. And they get more out of the box. Like that. Now, so, and boom, she's in love. The man becomes the center of her universe. She does everything to please him to get even more endearing words in return. So he's saying that the woman is doing everything and everything. So that's what's keeping her busy. Because she wants the man to say good job and pet her. She does everything to please him to get more endearing words in return. Okay, cute, the person states, but imagine this coming in from multiple men. Talk of the brain getting into a knot worse than made by your earphones. Okay, so when this person thinks of polyandry, they think a way to think of how women function and that they will be having to do a lot, because they need that feedback and that pet on the nose from the man after doing a lot. Okay, so that is not my idea of having two husbands. So that's why women say having two husbands, you would be busy. Because I was like, hell, busy doing what? I would be eating at the restaurant. I would be traveling. I would be doing what I did in other marriages. The husbands would say, okay, you need help around the house. Hire somebody. So, okay, so what would I be busy doing? So it's because of the way that some women run their relationships in order to please the men is why they've been busy with one man. So it'll be a double dose of business with two men. And that's not having a false idea of men. It's having some women have a different way of choosing men and a different expectation for men and have something different that does it for them, and they perform in a different in romantic relationships. So this person say, okay, let's put all that aside. This is the same person. Imagine dancing to the tunes of not one, but two or more different men every single day. Why would you have been dancing to the tunes of one husband every day? Why would you be dancing to his tunes? I always found myself as the center of the relationship because that's where they put me. And life was happening. Now, polyandry, basically, this person states, also means marriage to different men at the same time, which means that the woman would officially be wife to all of them. And no, we don't get to have the Drapita arrangement anymore, where she is the exclusive wife of one guy for 1 year and is out of bounds for the other brothers during that time. Because polyandry traditionally was when a woman married the brothers in the family. Okay. Even at that time, she had to take care of the needs of only one man at a time. See, this is different than what I'm speaking of. Maybe it's because my moon is in Capricorn. It would be different. It would be different. I'm the feminine energy in the relationship, and I'm being treated that way and pampered to like that. Now, they're being loved for it. And that's the marriage. The only issue I would have saw with it or was foreseeing with it is that maybe competitive, because men are very competitive, and I would feel that, hell, they would be trying hard to outdo the other one. Win-win situation for me. I would be loving them equally because I would have chosen them specifically based on the specific qualities that I would like in two husbands. And because no man is perfect, it's like two men and then you got the perfect match right there. So what this person is writing puts me in a paradigm of feeling that I'm in some type of ancient time where a woman is, for some reason, being the servant of two men. And it's about her serving them or being some type of servant. and not about a equally gratifying relationship like that. So let's talk and see what this person is stating. That was facilitated by the fact that all the five Pandavas had several other wives they stayed with during the period of abstinence from their chief queen. See, that chief queen part is what I'm talking about, but I'll be very feminine. I'm a very feminine queen. Now is where I'm not into sharing men. And people will say, well, why would you want two husbands? Because I'll be with two men that are okay with that. And they would not want another woman. Like that. They would be in agreement with it. Or if they're not in agreement with it, if it's a man that says, well, I want to be with other women, okay, he would not be the man that I would be choosing. He would not be for what I'm speaking of. Like that. Kind of just like the way this is described, where that woman that is the actual servant, to me that sounds like a servant and not like a wife, how she can't say, well, how she has her two husbands, or where it's kind of different. What I'm speaking of is different. It's kind of different. It's because people take their mind to what is traditional and traditional roles based on marriages. My mind is, and I have the moon in Capricorn, shouldn't I be the one talking about tradition? Okay. My mind is like, but see, I have a Saturn Uranus trine on my chart. My mind is on something else. I'm on something else. I've left Earth. I'm like on something else. And there are men that are in agreement with what I'm stating and understand fully what I am talking about, fully what I'm describing, like that. Now, I'm also going to talk about something else. Let's hear what this person is talking about still. Current day society does not subscribe to this system. This would mean that she would essentially have to cohabit in the same house as all her husbands. I stated we may or may not live together. Sometimes I want to be by myself. They will be wealthy. They will, of course, have their own homes or like that. Sometimes I just don't want to be with anyone. I just want to be by myself in my own space. Sometimes I want to have a week to devote to just work with no distraction like that, like that. And if we, so we may or may not live all together. Now, if we live all together and I will be deciding this along with them, we'll be making this a decision together. If we live all together, it will most definitely be, they will understand the type of person I am. I'll understand the type of person they are. They will understand that my life is busy, but not because they are the center of it. And their life hopefully will be busy, and hopefully not because I am the center of it. Not like that. We'll be sitting in the living room talking about each other's day, all three of us in the kitchen cooking, all three of us. Sometimes they would cook for me. Sometimes we would all cook together. Sometimes one would cook, whatever the hell they want to do. I don't know. Like that is, that's my ideal of it. The dishwasher would do the dishes. Hell, the housekeeper comes to tidy up the kitchen. Or I would tidy it up because I like it to be decorated in a certain way. I like decorating. I already told you all that I like decorating. I have like having things in specific order. And I'm the type of person that feels that nobody can do it better than me. So I'll be busy doing those types of things. Like that. So, which I enjoy. So it'd be big. And I've always been like that. So my life has always been busy romantically. But it wasn't busy because of it. It's no busier now that I'm single than it was when I was with them. It's no busier. I would always be busying myself with work, school, and things like that. And the kids, or I would be busying myself with decorating our own home, around home life because it makes me feel relaxed. Things like that, redecorating. I like doing those types of things. Or I would be busying myself with taking care of my body, taking care of my... So I was always busy while I was married, but just not with them. Or not with doing anything for them. They would just want to do things, both husbands, taking me out, taking me shopping. The first one more. And my children's father, those types of things, he would actually, even after we broke up, he would like go shopping. Like whenever he was going out of town, he would go shop stores, things that he knew that I would like. He would just buy them for me like that. So I wasn't really busy. I'm busy. It was the same damn business. The ex-husband would always tell me, he would always mention that I needed it. He was the one that encouraged me to hire help. He would always tell me, okay, you need help because you're trying to do everything like around the house and all that, and then you're working and then you take care of you, okay, you need help. And like those types of things. So he was one that encouraged me help and started seeking help for me and getting tired of me saying that I was going to hire help, but I would never hire it. I would still be doing things. He also would have to calm my mind because after I got the help, I would still be wanting it done my way, so I would still be doing it. I would feel that I can't find anyone that could do it like I can. I need to do it myself. Like, I need to do it. Nobody's going to do it like I can. Like, no, okay. He was the one that helped me to understand that, okay, I don't have to do everything. So busy. What are the women busy doing in their marriages? Turning monkey flips for the husband? Mine were having to teach me how to damn relax and kick back, especially the second one. Like, you need to relax, you need to kick back, you need not to be so busy all the time. I'm not telling you not to be busy, but like all the time, get people to help you to do that. That's not important. You don't have to do it like that. He was more like that. And then, so I got help. And I was very controlling with the help at first. I would come on here and tell you all the damn struggle. And I still have to do a lot of specific things for myself like that. Because I have to have it where it's just right, where I'm feeling like in total comfort, in total peace, and it's to my liking like that. So the men in my life that I had committed relationship with has always taught me to relax, or that there's a need for me to relax like that. So the person says, current day society does not subscribe to the system. This would mean that she would essentially have to cohabit the same house as all her husbands, and we all know that when it comes to relationships, people tend to be jealous. Okay, now, and also before I get into the jealous part, because I was talking about competition a few minutes ago, it's always about why do people, when people want to bring back things that were done in the ancient, like polyandry, why do they also always have to attach a ancient definition to it? Why can't they understand that there could be people that are redefining things based on the expansion of their own mind? Because, know why? Because you would have more people, especially women, that are attached to older roles that they were generally placed in, a volunteer. Could they see themselves in a certain way? As, oh God, more socks to wash. Could they see themselves as the damn sock washer? Oh God, more dishes to clean. Could they see themselves as the dishwasher? I see myself, okay, oh God, more sexual pleasure from two. Oh my goodness, four eyes on me as I twirl around in my new clothes that I bought. Or like, oh God, two men at the table as we're having dinner. Oh God, more damn travel because a wealthy man and you have two wealthy men. Oh God, more like that. It depends on the expansion of the mind of the person that is speaking, not the limitation of the mind and the man mind falling back to a state and era that many women feel belongs to them. Like that, or comes attached with being a woman. Maybe it's because my moon is in Capricorn. Hell, I don't know. Let's go. Now, so this person talks about the jealousy. Yeah, with men are competitive. That's why you have to be careful when you're choosing to your two husbands. Now, in the United States, it's illegal to be married to both of them at one time. I'll be married to both of them. The other one's going to be a long-term relationship partner. He's going to be a husband in verbal contract. The other one's going to be a husband in legal contract. Now, so is and that's easy to find, but it's just the type of men. It depends on the woman that is like choosing the husbands. Because men, as this person states, choose based on looks. If I was just choosing for looks, I would say, hello, you two look good, come on. If I was just choosing for wealth, I'd say, you two are about to come on. No, they have to have specific characteristics because I want the full enjoyment from the company of two men. Now, and so with jealousy, with men being competitive, I feel that, yeah, there could be jealousy, but I feel that there were, because men like competition, they will be trying to outdo one another, and that's a win for me. I'm going to love them equally. And I'm going to explain that to them a lot. I love both of you equally. And I love you based on what you bring into my life practically. And my emotions are tied to the practical real life engagement of my environment, which is YouTube. So if you want to compete based on that, go ahead. But it has to be healthy competition. Like that. Now, so, oh yes, this person states, they do. Don't we all know how jealous boys get when another guy tries to hit on their love interest? It works the other way around too. I know, but since we're talking of multiple men with one woman, we'll stick to just that. So imagine a situation where a guy is actually sharing his wife with another man. He will be on a veritable mission to prove that he is the better husband. That's a plus. That's a plus. For who? The woman. There's nothing wrong with a little bit of healthy competition. Men are competitive by nature. What's wrong with two men trying to please their wife? So it means that those two men would take it amongst themselves to know everything about their wife so that they could please her and outdo one another. And which will make her love them both even more. For their separate personalities that are unique to them and how they make me feel. And they will love me based on how I'm making them feel. And teaching them that men can coexist with one another and share a woman and be mature about it. So it will definitely be a learning experience. Now, say hello to unhealthy competition and guys pitting against guys. So those men will be immature and they will not be ready for this type of romantic relationship. Think of the poor woman in the middle. No, there are never poor women. Oh boy, she spent a major part of her life calming the bulls at home. No, that would be, she would not have chosen wisely. She would not have chosen wisely. Everything doesn't have to get out of control. Everything doesn't have to be immature. Things don't have to be that way. Unless the people involved are immature and out of control. Like that. So no, that's immaturity. So I would not be choosing anything immature. I don't like immature men. I like men to act serious and stoic. I like stoic men, immature men, like mature men, stoic men, like that. Mature men, like that. So now is. So they will be chosen wisely. This person states, interestingly enough, I run into considerably more polyamorous relationships that include multiple men with the same woman than the other way around. Yeah, it's normal. Even when women hear that, well, this man has 10 wives, they're more accepting of that. Like, it's like, okay, so, like, and the man is most definitely in the glory. It's like, no, that's not for me. I would not be a part of a 10-woman duo to please a man. No, I'm not that. Now, so this person states, this is a woman. Her name is Sandra. And she states, interestingly enough, I run into considerably more polyamorous relationships that include multiple men with same women than other way around. And that's more acceptable. While any kind of multiple relationship is not for everyone, when it works, it's awesome. Just like monogamous relationships. She's right. It depends on the two people in the relationship. Or the three people in it. Like that. I would not have more than two husbands. A lot of problems that monogamous people imagine exist in polyandrous relationships are based on the traditional relationship model with one partner using the female serving others. Because that's what goes into their mind when they hear, well, I want to have two husbands. Like, you're going to be busy. You're going to be busy doing, I wasn't any more busy with the two marriages with one man than I would be with the marriage with two men. It depends on the woman that has the two husbands and on the woman that had the one husband. Busy doing what? I guess, like, things like spending quality time with them on one-on-one time, I guess it would make it a little bit busy. But not really. If it is, when you're enjoying something, you're not really not busy. And I would have chosen men that I enjoy being with together and separately. So busy doing what? Eating out, going shopping, traveling, having conversations, making love. That's the type of busy that I want. Supporting one another. Like that. A lot of problems that monogamous people imagine exist only in, that exist only in polyandrous relationships are based on the traditional relationship model with one part, yeah, usually the female serving others, providing most of the emotional and household support for the rest of the people. See, that wouldn't be with the house. No, they would be wealthy men. We would have the same people that I have working in here now. They would be working double then. There would be more people, adult people in here. Like that. Now, so household support for the rest of the people. Poly relationships that work look at it a different way. Each partner brings into a relationship as much as they get from it. Yeah. If you see it that way, multiple partners are no more work and trouble than a single one. It's right there in the word partner. Yeah, I think that in the monogamous relationship, it's because the woman is trying to do so much to get a treat or get a pat on the nose or whatever type of verbal validation for what she's doing. That's why she's busy with one husband. So imagine, too, if I have to do all this and all that to get his attention. Imagine if I had two. It's how they're running the relationship or their idea or how they see themselves as women in a relationship. I see myself quite different in a relationship. I see it as a partnership. And I'm going to get the maximum out of both of those men that I can get. And they're going to be getting the maximum out of me that they can get. And it's going to be a whole lot like that. And I feel it's going to take the weight off. Because they'll most definitely teach me how to sit back and relax. And when you have to sit down with two men and have conversations, like, I can't be over here. I'm going to have to not change the living room around right now. I'm going to have to talk to my husband because he's, like, having a moment. Or, like, I need to tell him about, like, that. It would most definitely be distract me. And then this husband wants to go out for dinner. I'm like, oh, my goodness. Like, damn, we're having problems in this relationship. So that's the type of orchestration that would need to happen. I've been in a polyandrous relationship for 10 years, she states now, and couldn't be happier. My partners are satisfied with the situation. Also, see 10 years plus, my partners live in different places. That's what I was stating. We may or may not live together. Mine, we may live together. We may not. We may live together, something like that. My partners live in different places, and I commute. That's what I was thinking, too. It took a lot of honest communication, some good scheduling skills. Yeah. Working through a few issues and a lot of love, but it works for us. That's what I was thinking that the only problem would be. The quality time spent with them one-on-one and then the time together like that and who's having a bad day, who needs to be a distraction for me so I can stop running around the house thinking I need to do everything. Like, one wants today, he wants to go horseback riding. The other one, he's like, I want to go out to dinner. And it's like, we have to having to compromise on those types of things. And then the healthy competition, because of course they would be jealous because they both would love me, but it would be a healthy jealousy, healthy competition because they would understand at the end of the day that I love them both equally. So busy doing what? I get to experience different aspects of life and my own personality with each honey, and they don't have to do things they don't enjoy that I really, really like seeing a particular movie, eating particular food, or having a particular sexual adventure. Yeah, as each has their own preferences, yeah, that don't overlap much. I like taking care of people and giving emotional and practical support to each is a pleasure, not a burden. I like giving practical support also, and I have Mars, Mercury, Venus, and Scorpio. I have a lot of love to give. I have a lot of emotional nurturance to give. I could give practical support with work. I give practical support with whatever they're dealing with. And it's not a burden. I don't look at myself as the sock watcher, the dishwasher, the floor mopper. And if I was doing that, I would be doing it because I would be doing it without the husbands. And because it would be something that I'm choosing to do. And I really don't do anything that I'm not fully in alignment with doing. And when I need help, she states, I have two loving, caring, sweet men to depend on. Okay. That is a more sensible and evolution. Answer. That's a more sensible and evolution answer. I think when the answer is busy, you're going to be busy. Okay, and with the way what comes to women's mind, I think that's because they're in two people relationships, them and a partner, and they don't like the role that they've decided that it's theirs and what they've decided they are as a woman in a romantic relationship, a marriage or a commitment. But they've decided that that's who they've defined themselves in that role of being that, doing that, that expectation, like that, by the men that they've chosen that are also in alignment with their role about how she sees herself. I see myself differently in a romantic relationship, and I've experienced differently. And I think I'm expanding on that experience. And there are a lot of men that are into these types of commitments in romantic relationships. And that they know it's not about them being served by a woman and all that. And that's a woman that some women want to be in a relationship with Muslim men where she can serve them. I'm not even into that. Even when I told you all what my idea of a threesome was, it was quite different than what other people think of when they think of a threesome with a woman with two men. My idea is not that, like that. So, you know, and I do like what I define as masculine, confident, self-assured men. I've always stated that. Serious men. Like that. So there are different types of relationships that coincide with the mind expansion of different types of people. People that look at themselves differently as it relates to the role that they give themselves in their relationship, opposed to the role that they subconsciously identify with, or the role that they embrace, or the role that society gives them, or a combination of the three. And I don't feel that we could blame that on society and society, because I don't think society is coming to anyone's house and saying, you need to be doing this and you need to be doing that. I think it's how people see themselves within the relationship already. And that defines how they interact in it and what their role is in it and the title that they are given in it, like that. So everything isn't for everyone. This is something that I'm looking at most definitely seriously. I mentioned it a couple of years ago in the podcast. Also, I'm looking at it most definitely seriously. I'll be the determining and deciding factor on if I do that, just like I am with everything in my life. I've been the determining and deciding factor on what I'm going to do and what I'm not going to do. Because as I stated, I feel that romantically is the woman that is choosing. That's been what I see and feel differently. I feel like I'm in a different paradigm. Okay. So I will be the determining factor on what I'll choose, what type of relationship I'll have, and who will enjoy it with me, be it a me and just them, or me and two husbands, or me and just one husband, or me and a committed. I'll be deciding that. And they, of course, because they'll be a mature adults, deciding for themselves if they match that, like that. Okay, everyone, that's what I want to share. Until next time, that's my take on it. Bye.